Well, let's kick off tonight with the big story from yesterday. Josh Cavallo from Adelaide United becoming the first A-League men's player to publicly come out as being gay. The story, which for transparency's sake, I helped Josh to write on the Channel 10 website, although, of course, he released his own statement and video through Adelaide United, which was terrific, has quickly made headlines around the world. I personally think it's absolutely brilliant and long overdue. And I'm delighted to say Josh joins us now on the line from South Australia. Evening, Josh. How are you?
Good day, Simon. Good day, Brusky. I'm well, thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, that's great. I was going to ask you, how have the last 24 hours been for you? I mean, you've had Zlatan Ibrahimovic retweeting, good wishes. Antoine Griezmann, Liverpool FC, Juventus, Barcelona. You've gone from, I think, 200 Twitter followers to 25,000 in the space of 24 hours. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. And Instagram is going off too. I think I just clocked 100,000 followers. So it's ridiculous what's going on in the world and how it's moving people. And that's the message I wanted to get across. Mm. And I just opened a message from John Terry and he was wishing me all the best. And he followed me, make sure I was okay. And the Hector Bellerin as well just messaged me. So It's fantastic to see these type of people reach out to me. And my story and message is getting across to the world. Because at the end of the day, I want to make it easier for the people that are suffering in my shoes in the future.
Yeah, and I think, mate, no one better than someone like yourself. But to be fair, with your age, I mean, you're still a young kid, to have the bravery to do that, mate. Did you expect this kind of reaction from the world?
No, I didn't expect this kind of reaction for the world. Look, at the end of the day, I just did this for myself because I just wanted to be happy. And it was something that was stopping me from going further in my personal life. And this is just a bonus for me. But at the end of the day, when I put my head on the pillow, I'm able to sleep stress-free. And I'm able to go to training now, free-minded. And I can't wait to get back on that pitch and start playing now.
Now, talking of training, I know that you took your coaches into your confidence before it went public, Carl Wirtz and Ross Aloisi, but you told your teammates at a slightly later date. How was their reaction? I'm sure it was positive, but what happened when you told them?
Yeah, it was definitely a moment that I'll remember for the rest of my life. You know, we were in the change rooms after training, and we came into like a huddle and a big pack, and I said to them the truth, and I said, I don't want to be living this life anymore. It's something that I've struggled with over a very long period. And when I announced that, you know, I am gay, and their reactions were priceless to me. They were so heartwarming, that the vibe in the change room just became closer and more open. And the boys wrapped their arms around me and they said, we love you just the way you are. You don't need to act like someone you're not, and we respect you for that. So they made me feel comfortable in my own skin, and that was the main thing. And I'm just kicking myself why I've been struggling for this for 6 years and why I was scared to come out. And it's scary to say, but like, that's 6 years I've lost. And I'm so grateful that at the age of 21, I've got so many years ahead of me in football that I can look forward to now.
I think that's the whole point out of this. When you look at it, I mean, just listening to your teammates' reaction, I think that is the general feel. I feel that if players were to feel comfortable in saying this and coming out, I think this isn't a surprising reaction to me. I feel like it's exactly what players would be like. And it's sad and disappointing that you felt like you couldn't, you know. And as a kid who played football from even obviously a lot younger, what is it then about the sporting culture and the football environment that made you feel like you had to hide who you are?
Yeah, look, obviously growing up, my ambitions were to be a footballer, and I dreamed of being a footballer one day. But I also, I knew I was gay. So I looked up and I didn't see anyone in a role model figure or someone leading that pack and to say I want to follow that path. So I want to make this statement throughout my message, you know, for the people that are watching it at home or listening to this podcast, that, you know, it's okay to be different. And if there's someone suffering how I was suffering, I want to put them to ease and to show that maybe in a couple of years' time, we'll have 100 gay players in men's football, just like the women's game. So I think it's just the matter of taking that first step. And I'm more than happy and honoured to do that for the gay community.
Josh, it doesn't surprise any of us that you got a positive reaction from your teammates, from the football world. I guess the issue, or potentially the issue down the line, is when you get playing inside a stadium again, opposition fans, I'm not saying it'll be a majority, I don't think it will be, but you may get some comments that are not pleasant. Are you ready for that? Are you prepared for that? And how will you deal with it if it happens?
Look, at the end of the day, it's just like anything else. It's just like racism. It's like anything. So, look, it comes down to how I've been dealing it throughout my whole career. You know, going into stadiums and winning games, you still get hate for that. So I don't think much is going to change there. And to be honest with you, as ex-footballers, you guys should know that it's you don't focus on that in the game. You're too busy trying to score the goal and win. So it's something that did cross my mind, but I know that the world is better than that and I'm better than that.
And you've certainly shown that by what you've done this week, which has been terrific, and it has made headlines around the world. We didn't want to finish off this interview by ignoring the fact that, above all else, you're a footballer. So we want to focus a little bit on the football. You had a massive season last year, Josh, a breakthrough campaign, really. You won awards at the club awards nights. What about this season coming up for the Reds? You're through to the quarterfinals again of the FFA Cup, looking to make it the first team to win it three in a row. Isaias is back. George Blackwood has returned, but you've lost a few as well. Jordan Elsie's gone. Hal Santoro, Tommy Urich, Ryan Strain. How do you assess the Reds squad and your prospects for this season?
Look, I'm really excited for the boys. We've got a very strong team lined up, and the potential we have with our youngsters and mixed with our old boys, it's fantastic. And I think we've got the right chemistry and balance throughout the team. So I'm not expecting anything less than a championship this year and to go all the way again to back-to-back in the FFA Cup. I think we're more than capable of it.
Absolutely. And, yeah, you talk about the FFA Cup. You guys, hopefully, from your side, looking to become the first team to make it three in a row, which would be incredible. Has Isaias, is he back? Is he training already?
Yeah, he's been back. He's been training.
He's playing.
He's
playing in the cup. Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, he's been playing for quite some time now. But
what have you noticed about him? I don't know if you would have been with him when he was before he left, obviously. But tell us about his influence having come back.
Yeah, look, you can really notice it on the pitch. Like when I'm making forward runs, and he doesn't even need to think twice. He just puts his head down and kicks the ball, and it ends up straight at my feet. So having someone of that caliber playing with, it's honestly an honour. And honestly, in my eyes, this guy's a magician. So I'm really looking forward to playing next to him in the season.
Well, Josh, we're looking forward to watching you play as well. And again, brilliantly done on all your work this week. You're representing an awful lot of people. And I think it's an issue in football that has been taboo for way too long. So well done to you. For getting it out in the open, not just for yourself, but for a lot of other people as well. And a personal thank you for asking me to write your story as well for Channel 10. So thanks, mate. You're
well
a good
done,
man.
Josh.
No worries. Thank you so much for help covering me. You're a pleasure to work with.
Pleasure, mate. No problem. That is Josh Cavallo. What a week he has had. Incredible. And when you think, you know, the one question we didn't ask him was who he supported as a boy, maybe. You know, maybe it was Liverpool or Juventus. Josh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Did you have a team as a kid? An overseas
Definitely.
Team?
Definitely. I'm supporting Liverpool.
There you go.
They retweeted me. I was buzzing. That was the first screenshot that I sent my brother.
I thought that might be the case. I wonder why you'd retweeted that one first. Brilliant stuff. Thanks, Josh. No wonder you're playing in red as
Thanks,
well.
Guys.
Good on you.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.